What's happening, everyone? You're tuned into STM Vlog, where we break down the stories shaping our world from Phoenix to the globe, one conversation at a time. I'm Rod Washington, and this week we've got some incredible stories to share from the videos and articles we've been covering on STM Daily News to the projects we're building right here and the stories making waves everywhere else. Let's dive in. All right, let's kick things off with our top story this week. Small experimental aircraft crash landed in Hartwell Park, Long Beach, California.
A small experimental aircraft made an emergency landing in Hartwell Park, Long Beach, on Tuesday afternoon after reportedly losing power mid-flight. The plane struck a woman, identified as Tiffany Harrison, who was walking her dog through the park at the time. Harrison, who is deaf, sustained serious injuries but is recovering in stable condition. The pilot was also hospitalized with moderate injuries. Fortunately, the dog was unharmed. Federal investigators with the FAA and NTSB are examining the cause of the crash, which occurred near Carson Street and Clark Avenue. For more updates and related coverage, visit STM Daily News.
Here are a few of the recent stories we featured on STM Daily News, bringing you the latest updates, insights, and events that matter most.
A major shrimp recall is underway, and Arizona's on the list. AquaStar has recalled frozen shrimp, raw, cooked in skewers, sold under Kroger and AquaStar brands. The problem? Possible contamination with cesium-137, a radioactive substance. No illnesses reported yet, but the FDA warns long-term exposure could be risky. If you bought shrimp between June and September, check your freezer. Don't eat it, return it, or toss it. Full details on STM Daily News.
Arizona drivers can soon expect smoother trips along Interstate 17 as the state prepares to open its first flex lanes between Black Canyon City and Sunset Point. The reversible lanes will allow traffic to flow northbound or southbound depending on travel demand, helping ease weekend and holiday congestion on the busy route. The system, part of ADOT's I-17 improvement project, is expected to be fully operational by the end of 2025. Read the full story at stmdailynews.com.
A mysterious object from beyond our solar system is headed our way. It's called 3I Atlas. The third confirmed interstellar visitor. Discovered in July 2025, it's traveling at over 130,000 miles per hour and is possibly the largest of its kind. Scientists say it's an ancient interstellar comet, releasing water vapor and dust as it nears the sun. But not everyone agrees. Harvard's Avi Loeb and others speculate it could be an alien spacecraft, part of a cosmic reconnaissance mission. Mainstream astronomers dismiss the idea, but the mystery has sparked global fascination. Is it just a comet or something more? Whatever it is, 3I Atlas is giving us a rare glimpse into the deep unknown. Stay curious. The Honda Prelude is back for 2026, and it's unlike anything before. Now a hybrid electric sports coupe, it pairs Honda's award-winning two-motor system with Civic Type R performance hardware. Featuring the all-new Honda S Plus shift mode, precise handling, and bold styling, this Prelude delivers pure driving excitement. The 2026 Honda Prelude, coming this fall.
Slate Automotive's affordable EV truck faces new price reality. Slate Automotive's much-anticipated electric pickup, once promoted as the first sub-$20,000 EV truck, will now start closer to $27,000 following recent policy changes that reduced key federal tax incentives. Backed by $700 million in funding and over 100,000 refundable reservations, the company plans to begin production in late 2026 at its new Indiana facility. The minimalist, blank slate design remains central to its appeal, offering a bare-bones but customizable alternative in a market dominated by high-priced EVs. Read more on STM Daily News.
Los Angeles reached a transportation milestone this week with the official opening of the LAX Metro Transit Center on June 6, delivering the city's first direct rail connection to its busiest airport. The new facility links Metro C Line and K Line to LAX terminals via a free shuttle service, offering travelers a car-free alternative that bypasses notorious Los Angeles traffic. Located at 9225 Aviation Boulevard, the transit hub features modern amenities and Glen Cano's Striking the Distance of the Sun sculpture, transforming utilitarian infrastructure into an inspiring gateway. The project represents a significant investment in sustainable transportation, reducing emissions while creating new employment access for communities along both rail lines. Metro celebrated the historic opening with free system-wide rides during the launch weekend on June 6, 2025, allowing residents across LA County to experience this game-changing connection firsthand.
After the break, we'll return with some knowledge. We will be right back.
Hungry for something new? At STM Daily News, Food and Drink, we bring you the tastiest stories on the web. From hidden local gems and chef spotlights to the latest food trends and drink recipes, it's all here. So whether you're a foodie, a home cook, or just love exploring new flavors, feed your curiosity at stmdailynews.com/foodanddrink, because every story is made to savor.
Join us for an exciting pickleball cruise to Ensenada, where enthusiasts of all skill levels can connect, compete, and relax on the open seas. Set sail for a unique vacation experience that combines the thrill of pickleball with breathtaking ocean views. Participants will enjoy daily matches, clinics with expert coaches, and plenty of time to unwind and explore. Whether you're looking to sharpen your skills or simply enjoy a fun-filled getaway with fellow pickleball lovers, this cruise offers something for everyone. Don't miss your chance to make unforgettable memories while playing the game you love on a beautiful coastal adventure. For more details, visit the Pickleball International website. The link is on the screen and in the description. Let's pickle.
Tired of the noise? Want news that cuts through the clutter? At STM Daily News, we bring you sharp stories, bold takes, and the context behind the headlines. Stay smart, stay sharp, stay with STM Daily News.
Next up on the STM Daily News podcast, we're revisiting our original short video series, The Knowledge. Launched back in May, The Knowledge was created to cut through the noise and bring truth, clarity, and curiosity back into the conversation. One fact-checked story at a time. Here are a few highlights from The Knowledge series.
Light changed the world. But do you know who actually invented it? Traffic was chaos in early 1900 cities. Accidents, horse carts, and pedestrians all tangled together. In 1923, Garrett Morgan, an African-American inventor, patented a T-shaped traffic signal with a warning position between stop and go. That pause saved lives. He later sold his patent to General Electric for $40,000, which is worth over $700,000 today. Today's three-color system evolved from his invention. Every red light you hit? Thank Morgan. Now you know, give credit where it's overdue.
Can LA finally become a real transit city in time for the 2028 Olympics? Right now, LA Metro is racing to complete its biggest projects yet. The D line is tunneling under Wilshire, a new line to LAX is here, and the Sepulveda Corridor could be a heavy rail or even a monorail. Billions are being spent. new riders are being courted. But LA's biggest obstacle isn't just infrastructure. It's changing how a city thinks about public transit. The red cars may be gone, but their legacy lives on. In every station being built, every line extended, and every rider who says, "Why drive when I can take the train?" This is the final episode of the LA chapter of the Long Track Back video series. But the conversation's just getting started. We'll be back with another transit chapter soon. Read the full series and subscribe to the podcast at stmdailynews.com.
Valerie L. Thomas is an American scientist and inventor. Thomas was interested in science as a child. After observing her father tinkering with the television and seeing the mechanical parts inside, Thomas did not have a lot of support as a young child. Her parents did not fight for her right to study a STEM curriculum, but she did have a few teachers who fought for her at a young age. She attended Morgan State University, where she was one of two women majoring in physics. Thomas excelled in her mathematics and science courses at Morgan State. She graduated with highest honors in 1964 with a degree in physics and went on to work for NASA. Later in her career, Thomas invented the illusion transmitter, for which she received a patent in 1980. She was responsible for developing the digital media formats image processing systems used in the early years of the Landsat program. Among her notable achievements, Thomas has received numerous awards, including the Goddard Space Flight Center Award of Merit and NASA's Equal Opportunity Medal. At the end of August 1995, Thomas retired from NASA and continued to serve as a mentor for youth through the science, mathematics, aerospace research and technology, and National Technical Association. Thomas's invention was depicted in a children's fictional book, on television, and in video games. For further information on Valerie L. Thomas and other inventors and innovators, check out The Knowledge on STM Daily News.
Up, soda, or Coke? Your answer reveals more about you than you think. Across America, we're divided by invisible linguistic borders. The Northeast says soda. The Midwest swears by pop. And the South? Everything's a Coke, even when it's Sprite. This isn't random. It's history in action. German immigrants brought pop to the heartland. Urban soda fountains cemented soda on the coasts. And Coca-Cola's Atlanta dominance made Coke the South's catch-all term. Today, college campuses and social media are blending these boundaries, but regional pride keeps the divide alive. So next time you order a fizzy drink, remember, you're not just choosing words. You're carrying forward centuries of American culture, one sip at a time.
Thank you for tuning in and being part of this community, no matter where you're listening from. Whether you're in Phoenix, Arizona, Southern California, somewhere else in the States, or tuning in from around the world, I appreciate you spending this time with me. If you enjoyed this episode, do me a favor, share it with someone who needs to hear these stories. Leave us a comment, drop a review, and make sure you're subscribed so you never miss an episode. Head over to stmdailynews.com for the full articles, videos, and photos from everything we talked about today. And follow us on all the socials at stmdailynews on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. I'm Rod Washington. Stay informed, stay inspired, and I'll catch you next week.